فعلى الفرات طفولتي قد أزهرت وبدجلتي ناهل الشباب الريقا قلبي بحب بني العروبة يخفق وفمي بضادهم يشيد وينطق
גדולת ימינך תתיר צרורה קברי נרינת עמך סגבנו תהרנו נורא
Zakatenu yodea talumot Barshem kerod machuto Leolam ba'ed Ana bekoach gedulat yemicha Katir zerura Kaberinat rinat amcha
ana bekoach.
When I woke up the morning about 4 o'clock, Mr. Casey told the fireman, get the boiler hot. Put on your water, put on your coat, put your head out the window, see what drivers roll, see what drivers roll. Put your head out the window, see what drivers roll. Lord, some people said Mr. Casey couldn't run. Let me tell you what Mr. Casey done. He left Memphis, was 8:45. Got a new board news, it was dinner time. It was dinner time. Got a new board news, it was dinner time. When I saw my gin, sold it straight. Police run to my baby's gate. Come to my dog, he nodded his head. Made me went to the phone in bed, to the phone in bed. Said he made me went to the phone in bed. Lord, people said, Casey, you run over time and nothing but lose it with the 109. Casey said, it ain't in mine. I run all the engines to make my time. Said all the passengers better keep yourself hidden. Not gonna shake it, not change it, not change it. Well, I'm not gonna shake it like Cheney did. Mr. Casey run his engine 2 miles his place. Number 4 stabbed him in the face. Sheriff told Casey, well, you must leave town. Believed in my soul, I'm Alabama bound, I'm Alabama bound. I believed in my soul, I'm Alabama bound. Mrs. Casey said she dreamt a dream. The night she bought the sewing machine. Neil got broke, Lord, she could not sew. Love Mr. Casey cause she told me so. Lord, she told me so. Now she loved Mr. Casey cause she told me so. There was a woman named Miss Alice Fry. Said I'm gonna ride with Mr. Casey before I die. Ain't good looking, but I take my time. I'm a rambling woman with a rambling mind. Got a rambling mind. I'm a rambling woman with a rambling mind. Mr. Casey said before he died, one more road that he wanted to ride. People said, Casey, which could that be? Southern Pacific and Santa Fe, Lord, Santa Fe. Said the Southern Pacific and Santa Fe. Lord, this morning I heard someone was dying. Mrs. Casey standing on the doorstep crying. Mama, mama can't keep from crying. Papa got killed on the serving line, on the serving line. Well, Papa got killed on the serving line. Mama, mama, how can it be? Killed my father in the first degree. Children, children, won't you hold your breath? Draw no attention to your father's death, to your father's death. Don't you draw no attention to your father's death. Well, Tuesday morning, looked like rain. Round a curb come a passenger train. Say a prayer for Casey John. He's a good old engineer, but he's dead and gone. Dead and gone. He's a good old engineer, but he's dead and gone.
Thank you.
Without you. near me.
WMFO Medford, and good afternoon, everyone. This is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. I'm very happy to say some folks got in here and did fix things up a little bit, so it wasn't the big problem that I had last week. However, when I tried to log into my account on Google, it didn't accept my login. So that's what was screwing everything up. It's always something. Anyway, so what have we listened to so far? So we just heard Bob Dylan from Together Through Life. And the song was Life is Hard. Goes on without you. And before that, Bo and Bill Winokur Band. They're a local band who play all over. They're fabulous. So the CD release was called Getting Some Fun Out of Life. And it was April Fool, a Willie Maiden composition. Rory Block, before that, a terrific guitarist, song from Confessions of a Blues Singer on Rounder, Casey Jones, or Cassie Jones, I guess it is. Before that, Jacob's Ladder, off of their CD release, Beit El. Ana Bekoach, featuring... why can't I forget her first name? Well, that's just crazy. It's probably, let's see if I can find it on the CD. Of course, everything is tiny print, so you can't see it. Sharon Dini is the last name, and Sophia. Ah, sorry, Sophia. Anyway, she has a gorgeous voice. And they have a new wonderful little child, a little baby. So that is so cool, a little boy. Okay, so let's see. Jacob's Ladder, and then before that, Yoni Avi Batat off of his CD, Fragments. The song was Water and Air. And I got to hear him with some friends out at Brandeis about a month ago. He was meant to come on the program, and then he wasn't feeling up to it, so hopefully we'll be able to reschedule. But he's just brilliant. A lot of music from his Syrian background on his parents' family tree, and Iraqi. So he plays lots of instruments, and he's just great. So we're about to hear something from Laszlo Gardoni from a CD called Life in Real Time. And what else do I want to tell you? It's a little rainy out there. I think it might have stopped, but it was raining for a little bit, which is good for the lawn and the flowers and the trees and everything. So looks like all the graduations are proceeding, and that means that some of the activities that were going on campus have been put down or swelled or quelled or whatever you want to say. But the ongoing situation that provoked all of that is still going on. So I think I'll just introduce here a prayer for the return of the hostages. It was composed by the chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi David Lau, and it was to be recited at the Seder. So, may it be the will of our Father in heaven, who took his nation Israel out of the yoke of Egypt. He should bless and save our brothers and sisters, the hostages who are held in iron chains. Strengthen their souls and faith. Protect them from all harm and sickness. Have mercy on his sons and daughters who look for his salvation. Annul all cruel decrees. With his great kindness, he shall send their redemption and speedily take them from darkness to light and from the abyss of captivity to eternal freedom, and return them safely to their families and homes. Please plant brotherhood, peace, and friendship in everyone's hearts. Remove jealousy and baseless hatred, and spread over us the shelter of your peace, so that we should soon merit to sing before you a new song. Yehirat Son Milfne Avinu Shabashamayim Asher Hotsi Es Ami Yisrael Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim Hu Yivarech Veyinsor Es Achenu Aich Veachyo Senu Hachatos Hachatu Fim Haasurim Bechavle Vartzel Bartzel Yechavzeik Nafsham Veemunasam Yishmerem Mikol Nega Umachala Yachmol Al Banav Uvenosav Hametzapim Yeshua So Yevatel Me Alehem Kol Gezeros Achsarios Vechasdo Hagadol Yachish Pidusam Veyetzu Mehera Me'afela Leora Umibur Hashvi Lecherusalam Veyashuvu Leshalom El Mishpechosehem Ve'el Batehem Ana Neta Achava Shalom Ve'reus Ve'lev Kulam Chaser Kina Ve'sinas Chinam Uferos Aleinu Sukas Shalomecha Ve'nizke Ve'karov Lomar Lefanecha Shira Chadasha. Thanks to my friend Daisy, who provided that at our Seder, which was really beautiful. So, all right, let's listen to some music from Laszlo Gardoni. Let's see what one I wanted to play. Lullaby of Birdland. Ah. Thank you.
Thank you. Lullaby of Grunchland.
Okay. Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kids-buckle-up. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the Ad Council, and WMFO, here, folks, at Tufts in Medford. All right, so let me give you some of the names of the people on that last cut. It's Bill Pierce, let's see. We have solos by Don Braden on saxophone and Laszlo Gardoni on piano. And on this, this was recorded at the Berklee Performance Center in Boston, September 29th of 2014. Besides Gardoni, Pierce, Braden, we had Stan Strickland, a tenor saxophone and bass clarinet, John Lockwood on bass, and Yoron Israel on drums. Fabulous. They are some of the best. Okay, so we're going to go now to something from folks out at Kate Smith Promotions. This is Bob Dixon and Steve Alley Quintet, featuring Amanda King and Derek Gardner. Thank you.
Bourbon Street. So plot the setting. The setting for nights beyond forgetting. And through these moments apart, well, now love came into my heart. When I recall the love I found out,
That was fun. That is Two Shekel Swing. Is that right? Actually, Two Shekel Swing is the name of the CD. No, I've got this all mixed up. Let's see, Two Shekel Swing, Pocket Change. I can't tell which is the name of the group and which is the name of the CD. All right, well, let's see if I can figure this out here. Two Shekel Swing is the name of the group, yeah. And Pocket Change is the name of the release. And the song, to make things interesting, is Seven Shekel Swing. All right, so it's featuring Yoni Avi Batat. He's the band leader and plays viola and does vocals. Adam Shapiro on guitar, Jesse Shevin on drums, and David Shevin, a father and son team, on bass. And I heard David Shevin play years back over at BC with Warren Bird, a duo. So, in fact, I met, I think it was it David or Jesse? It might have been Jesse. At the concert that I went to with Yoni Avi Batat over in Brandeis about a month or so ago. Okay, so I want to share some stuff with you. Let's see. So let's stop this one. All right. So this is some information from the AJC, American Jewish Committee. And I'll just share. As Israel continues to defend itself against the terrorist group Hamas, a war of information is unfolding around the world. Major influencers on social media, as well as elected officials and mainstream media news and pundits, have amplified Hamas's messages and presented those messages as pro-Palestinian. This mix of slogans and threats has infiltrated college campuses and even the halls of government. Here are four hateful and harmful slogans that Hamas and its supporters have unleashed, and many of those supporting Palestinians in America have spread. Number one, from the river to the sea. Here's what it means. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free is the catch-all phrase, symbolizing Palestinian control over the entire territory of Israel's borders, from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. That means it is a call for erasing the state of Israel and the Jewish people who live there. It is also a rallying cry for terrorist groups and their sympathizers to do the same. There is, of course, nothing anti-Semitic about advocating for Palestinians to have their own state. AJC itself is an organization that believes, well, they believe in a two-state solution, but I don't. I don't think it's possible. You don't have a proper partner. Okay, however, calling for the elimination of the Jewish state, praising Hamas or other entities who call for Israel's destruction, or suggesting that the Jews alone do not have the right to self-determination is anti-Semitic. Here's how it's being used. The hateful slogan has frequently appeared on protest signs nationwide during rallies in support of Palestinians, often used on social media by Palestinian supporters, including government officials and members of Congress, and even on T-shirts for sale on Amazon. It has also become a far too common call to arms for anti-Israel activists on campuses across the country. Number two, colonialist enterprise. By charging Israel with colonizing Palestinians, Hamas and its supporters are manipulating the cause of racial justice to advance their terrorist goals, all while hoping no one notices Israel has been the homeland of the Jewish people for more than 3,000 years.